Okay, Niall, the chairman of Bunnagee United. It's been a busy week up until now, and there'll be a few more busy days ahead, I'm sure. But this is great stuff. This is exciting times.
This is fantastic for the club, Dermot. Since the draw was made, like, there's been a real buzz around the club. Even that has filtered down through the underage and down into the kids. The parents are talking about it. Past members are coming and offering help, offering support. It's brilliant. And like as I said earlier, there's a lot of hard work to organise a game like this. We haven't experienced it before. We may never experience it again for a long time. So all credit to the committee out here. Everyone has put their shoulder to the wheel, and we hopefully we have everything right for Friday night, because it's it'll be well worth it, and it'll showcase the club and show people what it's all about and what we're all about.
And we've all been so impressed with the fantastic facilities that are out here, Niall, this last few years, the development that's gone on, the progress that's been made off the pitch. So on a night like, you know, this coming Friday night, the Dry Arch Park can showcase the club on the national stage, a floodlit pitch, fantastic facilities. Yeah. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's what it's all about. And I think it's great, and as mentioned earlier, the likes of Eric Fonson and Lawrence Gillet, who's been here for years, they're bound to be cock-a-hoop for what's going on around the club at the minute. Like, they probably thought they'd never see a night like this. And even us, like, I know I'm with the club 20 years, but I'm probably one of the newest members in the club. We've got a great committee, and we're all sort of there long-term. But people will set up and notice Bunnagee United after this. I think it's great for the club, and irrespective of one lose or draw, it'll be a fantastic occasion. Damien Duff was bringing Shelburne down. Damien Duff will be an attraction in itself. We're really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. And there's a couple of, as you say, there's a couple of busy nights ahead of us now to get sorted for Friday.
Yeah, and like, I mean, at Kingala, there's a real feel-good factor about it all, isn't there, Niall? The buy-in from the town of Letterkenny and beyond, the support that you have got. I mean, it's brilliant all round.
Yeah, listen, I was getting phone calls from people, you know, not involved in the club, people that were involved in the club, offering support. What can we do? Do you want stewards? Do you want people to sell tickets? Do you just need anything done? And I think it's a real feel-good factor. The community always gets behind us, no matter what we're doing. And I think the community's got behind us in this one as well.
Mm. Well, Friday night is going to be all about Jason Gibson's team and the match against Shelburne. But away from that, Niall, there's so much else happening at Bunnagee United. All good stuff. The underage structure is progressing all the time. There's success with the Donegal League side, the ladies team, and the youth team as well. So, I mean, it's a good time for Bunnagee United.
That is a great time. And as you say, you know, we have underage, we have 330 kids registered there, and that takes a lot of hard work to keep them coached and training facilities and matches. And we have probably 50 underage coaches among all our teams, and that's not counting our ladies manager, our two senior team managers, and their backroom staff. So we have a lot of people coming through the gate every week, and they have to be looked after. And like we do that very well, I think. So this is for them as well. This is for the club, and it's good. And hopefully a lot of young lads and young girls looking out on Friday night, and they'll be thinking, someday I want to play at that level for Bunnagee United, and maybe even Shelburne Football Club as
and,
well. So.
And as well as that, you're providing these facilities for all those young boys and girls, aren't you? I mean, and then their mammies and daddies are coming out here. So Bunnagee United has always been a welcoming club, and that's even more so now.
Yeah, listen, we're probably the focal point in the community, and not so much just around this area, but even from further like out in the town area, or even out in the manor direction. Like we have a lot of people coming in the gate, and a lot of them are willing to give us a hand, or willing to help. Parents are willing to help, and you know, a lot of the time we just have to ask, and they're there and they do it for us. And you know, they see the rewards that their kids are getting, and like, no, it's definitely a good club now, and I'm very, very fortunate to be chairman of the club, because We have such a good committee.
Yeah. So FAA Cup fever really taking a grip at the club. And I mean, it's a really big game on Friday night, a massive occasion for everyone involved. And I'm sure you'll really enjoy it now.
Oh, well, hopefully, listen, we'll get everything organised before Friday evening. Now, there'll still be a few bits and pieces to do, but and we mightn't see much of the match. But no, listen, we're delighted. We're delighted for Jason and the lads. They deserve to get here. They've had a fantastic 18 months, and they work hard. And as I said earlier there, Jason has put together a good squad, and it's a mixture of experience and youth. And he always says to me, if anybody's good enough, they'll get a chance with him, and that definitely does happen.